Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 18, that fourth paragraph, but the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution, through one paragraph ending, little or nothing can be accomplished. We're commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Julie P., 12 Traditions, Kathy P., readers of the text, Sherry M. and Alex K. The reference number for Sunday, February 8th, is 23,196. That's 23196. And for Monday, February 9th, there isn't a reference number as the system was down. But for this morning, Tuesday, February 10th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 23,198. That's 23198. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Larry G., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I'll now ask Julie P. to please read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. My name is Julie P. I am from Minnesota, currently in Southern Texas. I am definitely a food addict, compulsive overeater. The 12 steps, one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sat through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P., and I'll now ask Kathy P. to please read the 12 Traditions of OA.
Hi, Kathy P., compulsive overeater from Oregon. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I'll pass.
All right. Very good. I am now asking Kathy P. to please read the 12 traditions of OA. And you know what? I believe she just read that, so my apologies. How our meeting works. There we go. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 18, the fourth paragraph, but the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution through one paragraph ending, little or nothing can be accomplished, will be commenting on this one paragraph today. And I'll now ask Sherry M. to please read and then share with us.
Good morning. Hi. But the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution, who is properly armed with facts about himself, can generally win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. Until such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. Okay, well, my name is Sherry M. I'm gratefully recovered in Wyoming, and I am a real compulsive overeater. Thank you so much, Dawn, for taking the meeting, for everyone who's doing service. So on the margin, I have our solution is rescuing others. That's our solution. So this is italicized. Of course, we've learned that that's really important because of the cost that it took for them to make words italicized when they were printing. What I think is so key about this paragraph for me and what's really resonating is, you know, I have a whole other life besides a vision for you, right? I have a whole other life besides 12-step meetings and program. And all of those people mean well. And they will say things like, just moderate, or just do this, or just do that, because they don't understand this disease. For me, this paragraph is the only way that I could get help, get the help that I needed, was to talk to someone who had the problem that I have and had the problem. They found a solution. Somebody who doesn't have this problem and doesn't know what it's like to be stuffing their face with food while they're telling themselves to stop stuffing my face, you know, that is a different entity. That is not a normal situation. But people cannot understand what that is when the disease is so powerful. It's cunning, it's baffling, and it's powerful. And there's nothing I can do. People might look at us and think that we are very capable in other areas, or we can show up to work, or we have the mindset to find solutions with other problems in life. But when it comes to combating, you know, in this case, of course, we're talking about liquor, but in our case, it's food. It's compulsive overeating. It's turning to food instead of what we really need, which is a power greater than ourselves. I'm either turning towards that power to help me, or I am flipping back and turning into the food for a way of coping. So nothing can help me. You know, therapists can't help me. Being locked up, by the way, I was locked up in a rehab for 30 days. And while they meant well, they said things like, Sherry, we have to get you clean and sober first. And then they would say things like, the food will work itself out. Keep working the steps in AA and the food will work itself out. My wonderful AA sponsor, God bless, rest in peace, she had over 40 years, would always say to me, even though she knew I was an Overeaters Anonymous, she would still say, oh, honey, we're doing the best we can in AA. Just have a cupcake, you know, because she meant well. And she didn't know that that cupcake was like drinking a shot of whiskey, right? It's going to lead me to death and destruction. So I have to come to this program, which is a room full of compulsive overeaters, a phone line full of people who have found the solution. Maybe they've gone back, they were in relapse, but they found it again. So I need each and every one of you. God bless you all, and stay here on the road of happy destiny. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry M., for stepping up and sharing today. Thank you. Beautiful way to get us started. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Joy MB, California.
Joy MB, California.
Nancy LJ, California.
Nancy LJ, California. All right. Let's start with those two while the others are thinking about it. And we are talking about page 18 today, that fourth paragraph. But the ex-problem drinker who has found the solution through one paragraph ending, little or nothing can be accomplished. We're commenting on that one paragraph today. So Joy MB, please go ahead and share with us, and then we'll follow up with Nancy LJ, and then I'll take some more names. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Vision family. How great to be back. God is good. Higher power is wonderful. Thank you for conducting this meeting and for all those who worked on getting it back. I am so grateful. I'm Joy MB from California. I just took advantage of every single possible way for the 40 years to lose weight. I mean, I worked as a news reporter, and every Thursday I showed up at this one doctor's office, and he had me take off all my clothes, look in the mirror, and then he handed me a glass of horse urine. And that was a really popular thing for a while. And then there was the grind the teeth together, there was everything. But there were also people who were giving advice. What a cute face you have. How gorgeous you are. You're so wonderful. Your face is, I mean, just stop eating. What is wrong with you? A colleague of mine wrote me a 3-page single-spaced letter in which he said how I could do it. Just stop. Willpower. And then I went to, of course, WW and then Pay and Way. I climbed into every basement and loft in California, San Francisco, but nothing worked. And even when people could tell me their story and they used they didn't say that that blue book is the cornerstone of this program and you must read these instructions. They would say, there is a blue book on the back table by the literature. You are capable of purchasing it. And I thought to myself, oh, okay, well, that's nice. Take it home, put it on the table. Lose it, don't think about it. What's that got to do with this? Years and years of wasted money and wasted time, and yet it got me to this point. And so I am so grateful for Visions. I went into a spin yesterday, but it was a great spin because I got to examine what is the basis of my program and re-examine who's my higher power and reread the steps. So I'm grateful to all of you who are here this morning. I'm grateful to those who keep this going. Blessings and have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much, Joy MB from California. Nancy LJ, it's your turn to share with us.
Thank you. Good morning. Hi, everyone. So good to be on the line today. And yeah, yesterday not being able to get on it. Just another reminder how lucky I am. We are blessed to get on, to have this vision available to us, you know. And I say a paragraph a day of the big book keeps the doctor away from me. And yeah, grateful. So this paragraph for me reminds me of I was, you know, brand new in program, and I was just so full of shame and just hated myself so much. Couldn't even stand the sound of my own voice. And it took me forever to open my mouth in meetings. And I pretty much was going to a meeting a day at the beginning because I just had, it was just nothing else. And I had that beautiful gift of desperation. But people started speaking my words for me. And I eventually started kind of lifting my head and opening up and realized that I wasn't alone. And I'm just so grateful for that. They got it. I wasn't the worst human being on this planet. And so, yeah. That's all I wanted to share. I'm just grateful for the steps of this program and for all of you and Nancy LJ in California, and I'm going to pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy LJ from California. And I'm now going to take a list of names who people would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us? Press star one.
Elizabeth A., Michigan.
Kaylee O.
Okay, who was from Michigan? Who was from Michigan?
Elizabeth A.
There we go, Elizabeth A.
Thank you.
From Michigan, okay. And I have Kelly L., and who else was there?
Deborah Kaylee G. O.
Deborah G. Was that Kaylee O?
Yes.
Okay. And where are you from, Kaylee?
New Jersey.
Okay, perfect. Who else would like to share? Okay, that's a lovely lineup. I have Elizabeth A., Kelly L., Deborah G., and Kaylee O. So, Elizabeth A., please go ahead and share with us. Your 3 minutes starts now.
Good morning. This is Elizabeth A. from Michigan. I don't love the word recovered for a million reasons, but I started program in 1986, and by the grace of God, have never left. I'm recovering from bulimia, over-exercising, binge, whatever, fill in the blank. What I love about this paragraph is that it talks about the confidence of an ex-problem drinker, alcoholic. And I looked up the Japanese art, it's called kintsugi, if I'm saying it correctly, of using broken pottery, and then they line it with gold. And it becomes this beautiful, beautiful art. And what it reminds me of is that God took this, very broken human being, incredibly broken. It wasn't just food. My relationships were horrible. My coping mechanisms. I've heard someone say my coper was broken. And so I used food. And it's through my transparency. And it's through the grace of God that I can share what God and my fellows have done for me. And it becomes this art that isn't from my strength and my confidence and my victories. It's from an absolute broken and humble space that it's that attraction rather than promotion. And so it's just being vulnerable before my God and my fellows. And it's through the rigorous honesty that it talks about and how it works. And so that's the beauty, is being able to give out what I've been so graciously given. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth A. from Michigan. Kelly L., it's your turn to share, followed by Deborah G., and please let us know where you're calling from, Kelly. Star one, Kelly. Okay, perhaps she had to step away. Deborah G., press star one and share with us.
Hi, Deborah G. from Arizona. And thank you so much, Dawn, for your service and everyone that's made this meeting possible and all the shares so far, 12-stepping me. I appreciate you all. And welcome, welcome to any newcomers. I'm so glad you're on the line today, because I can feel the feelings of being a newcomer and coming on the meetings and hearing the shares. And it's like it was an awakening, an awareness that they know about me in this food compulsion. I'm a compulsive overeater and an anorexic. And they understand and they've experienced. They're my tribe. And it was such a relief to finally have someone that understood, you know, because outside there, they all promoted it and were doing it, and there was no hope out there. But when I came in here, I felt hope. And then when I started to experience the experience of this solution that there was for it, I was able to then again share that with somebody else. And that's all it was just sharing my experience, strength, and hope. And just that whole connection that happened with us, with that person, or with a meeting, like, thank you all, appreciate you all, because you continue to work me, my mind, and keep me alert. My sponsor says, stay alert, aware, awake, and alive, because all those things keep me alive. And you're the only ones that understand that can help me with this. I'm in other programs and they don't understand this part. And I can understand them where they're at and allow them to be where they're at and just be where I'm at. And you know, you never know when someone's going to come to you. I've had that experience, and ask me about it, you know, or why I'm doing this, or why I think, you know, it's lovely. And the big part of it is because I've been connected to that divine loving power presence that works through me and works through you, that we all can connect with that also inside each other. And that's all I have. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. Is Kelly L. back on the line? Would you like to share? Press star one if you would. Kelly L. Okay. All right. We'll go on with Kaylee O. then, please. Kaylee O., please share with us. Press star one.
Hi, can you hear me? This is Kaylee O. from New Jersey.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, thank you so much for everybody who is of service today in this meeting. It's been a while since I've shared. Just been spending a lot of time listening and working the steps with my sponsor. And I recently did steps 4, 5, 6, and 7. And this this reading really, I've read this book like a bunch of times before, and like it never hit me until I truly experienced like having a sponsor armed with the facts of herself and this disease and like sharing with me her experience. Like I was so used to before in other programs, like someone telling me what they think I should do and like giving me clear instruction, and like now having this sponsorship relationship of like my higher power is like my sponsor's guiding me through the steps and sharing her experience, strength, and hope, and then helping put my hand in the hand of my higher power, which is like nothing that I've experienced before, really, especially not around like my compulsive overeating. So like just the fact that like it really, like for those people out there in this call that like I really didn't think that God could really remove my food problem. Like I really didn't, I knew it worked. I knew the 12 step worked, but like when it came to my compulsive overeating, I was extremely agnostic. And like, until I really found a sponsor that like knew about herself and like just shared it and guided me through, like I'm still working the steps, but like it works. Like it really works. And I'm just really, I feel so grateful. I feel really grateful for this meeting and like everybody in this meeting that do service and that make it happen. So that's all I have to share. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much, Kaylee O. from New Jersey. And we're talking about page 18 today, that fourth paragraph that starts with, but the ex-problem drinker who has found the solution, through one paragraph ending, little or nothing can be accomplished. And we're talking about that one paragraph today. So although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, we would love to hear what this paragraph means to you in your recovery. So go ahead, press star 1 and give me your name and where you're calling from, if you would.
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G.
Esther, Georgia.
Esther. And was that G?
Georgia.
And you're from Georgia?
K. Yes. K. Okay. Esther K.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Esther K. from Georgia. Anyone else? Press star 1 if you'd like to share. Let us know.
Bonnie J.M. from Arizona.
Bonnie J. from Arizona. And who was that other voice?
Janice K. from Oregon.
Janice K., Oregon. Okay, anyone else? That's a lovely lineup. I have Vanessa G., Esther K., Bonnie J., and Janice K. Vanessa G., please go ahead and share with us.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everyone who makes this meeting possible. This is Vanessa G. I am a recovered compulsive overeater living in New Mexico. You know, I just have to share today because I spent so many years in Overeaters Anonymous. And it's only when I came to a big book study, when I came to this meeting, that I found the solution to my issues, to my problem, to my illness, to what was killing me. And, you know, I've spent a few, you know, wasted hours probably thinking about, you know, why didn't I get this earlier? You know, why did I have to suffer so much? Yeah, poor me, poor me, poor me. Yeah, poor me of milkshake, I guess. But the problem, I think, is that I really hadn't heard the solution that has worked for me. The solution that has brought, you know, a loving higher power into my life that addresses specifically, you know, my food compulsion, my alcoholic thinking around food, you know, just the fatality is overwhelming to me. You know, when I think back to, you know, how heavy I had gotten and how desperate I had gotten and how hopeless I had gotten, I just had decided that it wasn't going to work for me. But yet, a few hours on this line, just a few meetings, and you couldn't have gotten me out of here with a crowbar. There is a solution here. I found it here. And if you're like me and you've been struggling for a while and you've just now sort of stumbled upon vision or you know, just recently have decided to try to do this the way we do it, please stay for just a few hours. You know, once, you know, mine was actually 2 hours a day for, you know, a week. And like I said, I was sold. You guys on this line won my confidence and explained to me that there was a solution that I had been seeking for so long. And I found a God that relieved me of my illness and relieved me of my thinking. Anyway, I am so grateful to be here. I am, this paragraph hasn't hit me like this before. It certainly has answered my question about why not. It's just because this is where the answer was. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Esther K., it's your turn, followed by Bonnie J. Star one, Esther.
Hi. K. Yeah. Hi, I'm Esther. I am compulsive eater. I'm going through a lot now. I have cancer. I have breast cancer, and it's a stage zero, and it's very grateful that I did my mammogram. I did anything that I needed to do to take care of my body, but I'm very scared. I'm very scared that, you know, that even though they tell me very good the possibilities, all the stuff, but I still have to deal with this disease. What I'm doing right now is I'm coming to meetings. I'm talking to the higher power. I'm asking for help, for guidance, and to trust him 100%. Making phone calls, meditating, anything that takes, and eating the right food, sending the food to my sponsor, talking to my sponsor, talking to friends that they are in the program that they have the same issues. And there is a solution. And God knows why send me this challenge. That's what I put it. But I have to be patient and I have to be serene. And if I would not be in the program, what I would be doing is being in my room, crying hysterical, screaming and shovel food into my mouth and watching Netflix. But today I look for the solution and I look what to do next to be a better person and be able to search by higher power. Thank you so much for letting me talk.
Thank you so much, Esther K. from Georgia. Bonnie J., it's your turn to share, followed by Janice K.
Hi, I'm Bonnie J. I'm from Arizona. And I wanted to comment on this paragraph mainly because I've been in program a long, long time. I work a good program. I do not work a perfect program. And I've been in three treatment programs, inpatient treatment programs. And probably one of the greatest gifts that I got from programs was to hear recovery is a process. Trust the process. And being able to do that has been a process in itself, because in the beginning, when I read acceptance was the answer to everything, I realized there was a whole bunch of things I wasn't accepting. So it's been a process to let go of a lot of my judgments, just sometimes the tools that I don't get to during the day. And when I don't, just to go, God, what are you trying to teach me in all this? How come? And I cannot tell you, in spite of me, I've had a lot of amazing recovery. So with that, I'm going to pass.
Thank you so much, Bonnie J. from Arizona. Janice K., it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking a list of more names, taking a few more names. Just a quick reminder, we are talking about page 18 today, the fourth paragraph, but the ex-problem drinker who has found the solution through one paragraph ending, little or nothing can be accomplished. And we're talking about that one paragraph today. So Janice K., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Janice Kay in Central Oregon. Oh, it is such a relief when the stories line up. And when someone shared with me, there were several someones that shared with me, and our inner darknesses matched up. They weren't identical, but that's okay, because lives aren't identical either. And it's amazing how my darkest, you know, no matter how far down the scale I may have gone, someone needs to hear what I have to say. And the other remarkable thing is that we can share the way out. I go to a local step study, and we had a visiting member yesterday who was returning. We were sharing on step 8. Oh my goodness, that's a place to put a returning person. But by the end of the meeting, she was saying that she said, there seems to be a process to this. Well, my goodness, yes, how nice we got that across. We share our darkness, and we share our trip to the light. And our darkness always seems to align. Someone spoke one day and said something along the lines of, the dark void descended. I know what the dark void is. I bet you do too. One of the things that I have to deal with from time to time is where other people prioritize their programs and why people aren't as avid for this as I am. And I have decided it's because this is my dialysis. If I had no kidneys and I had dialysis appointments, I would bleeping well make those appointments. They would be my priority. This program is my priority. This is my dialysis. I don't know why I felt so important to share this on this topic, but our darkness aligns. Our trip to the light does too. Take the steps in the order they're written, and work all of them. Do them as directed. They are a medical prescription. And you can come live in the light with us. Believe me, it's much nicer here. Okay, thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. from Oregon. And I'd like to take a list of names now. I'd take three names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. We value your experience, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Hi.
Nancy C. from Washington.
Who from
Miriam
Washington?
R. from New Jersey.
Who from Washington?
Nancy C. Washington.
Okay, I have Nancy C. Washington and Miriam R. And who was the other name?
Diana Y. from Philly.
Diana Y. from Philly. Okay, if we have time, we'll get to you, Diana. Nancy C., followed by Miriam, and then Diana, if we have time. So, Nancy C., please share with us. Let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Nancy C. from Washington State, and I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. Well, number one, that just, you know, oftentimes I just listen to the reading, but today I pulled out the big book and looked and didn't realize until then that this whole paragraph is italicized. And that, of course, to me means it's so important. I wanted to share on that it reads about, until an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. And I've had the experience of having different sponsors and having different sponsees, and also just listening to others on the line. And there's so many varied experiences, so many different ways of finding a solution, not ways, but more or less tools for finding the spiritual solution. There's so many forms of the disease. And I don't necessarily share those with everyone. I don't share them with everyone. And I've had the experience of having a sponsor, and we were just not on the same page. We did not reach an understanding. just based on what I just said of these different ways. And even though she was properly armed with facts about herself, that her experience did not win my confidence. And that's just one example, but I have others too of sponsees, the same thing. And the beauty and the gratitude I have for the program is that this is a we program. And that's fine. And that's totally understandable. And so there's no, I found that it's really the best thing to do is to recognize that as quickly as possible and with love, and find someone else that I can work with. And I had a sponsor once that said, you know, if you're not on the same page, if you don't share the experience and the confidence and understanding with one another, move on, because people are dying out there of this disease, and there is a better connection to be made. And some of the wonderful blessings that I've had in sponsors and sponsee have come not necessarily because we had to lose the same amount of weight, or we had the same food addiction or behaviors or God or any of that. It was that for some reason we were able to connect. And that was a God-given treasure to me. And so I just thank you so much. Just finish my sentence. So I just encourage myself and others to have the strength to recognize that and serve the best we can. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy C. from Washington. Miriam R., it's your turn, followed by Diana Y., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Miriam R. calling from New Jersey, gratefully recovering in this program, and really grateful to be on this line today. My disease is telling me not to share, because I was like trying to figure out if this meeting is recorded, and it was like, if it's recorded, then don't share. And I am going to share anyway, because I am one of a group, and because I resonated with so much of what was shared this morning. Just looking at the reading, properly armed with the facts about himself, that first of all tells me of the importance of being armed with the facts. Like, most of the time and most of the days, you know, and most of the people I'm around, most of the time the people that I'm around don't have this problem with food, not in the way that I have it. And to me, being properly armed with the facts means remembering who I am and remembering that I'm a distinct entity and remembering that I just have different needs with food. And I love the way it was written. One of the days in the Voices of Recovery Daily Reader was like, my body and my brain get different signals about food than the average eater does. And I love that. Like, that just really resonated. And then the piece of an addict being able to win the entire confidence of another addict in a few hours. For me, I can say a few minutes. When I came into the rooms, hearing other people's stories and then describing how they acted with food won my confidence so quickly. I mean, there were certain things with food that I thought I never would share with anyone. And then coming into meetings and hearing people talk openly about it, it just like totally opened my mind and really helped me identify in. And I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the people that shared their stories, that shared in meetings, that were open and vulnerable, because I really think that that was like a key aspect to me identifying in as someone having this problem and belonging in these rooms. And just as was shared, like not only having, you know, the similar problem, but we're on this path together towards recovery and towards real power. So I'm really grateful to be here with all of you today. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Miriam R. from New Jersey. Diana Y., it's your turn to share.
Hi, I'm Diana Y. from Philly. I'm a sugar addict, and I love this paragraph because it tells so much about me and the purpose of this program. When I had my very first meeting, and I knew that there was no charge for this program, like, you know, there was no dues or fees or anything, and I was wondering why. And I came into the meeting, and I found out exactly, to me, why there was no charge, because I heard the word God, and I figured it was some religious thing. But I was so desperate, I said, I will forget about the God part. And unfortunately, I did for years and years and years in this program. And for all that time, I also was eating sugar because I didn't know any other way. And until I became willing to do it the program way, I'm very controlling. And I kept thinking I could control my sugar. And it says in the big book, we can hardly expect recovery if we don't have a higher power. So after so long, I started praying to anything out there to help me. And I got the help, and the sugar obsession and craving was removed instantly. And I had a spiritual experience. I didn't know it at the time. I am so grateful for this program. It's been so long now that I've eaten my sugar binge foods. I can hardly believe it myself, and it is a true miracle. And I've gotten other miracles from this program. And I would tell, I would tell anybody that I'm in this program because it means that much to me. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, thank you, Diana Y. from Pennsylvania, and everyone who shared. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Alex K. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you, Dawn. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.